Good morning, and glory and honor and praise to the Lord. And we welcome you this morning to our broadcast this morning. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We welcome you. Praise God, amen. On this Sunday morning, once again, we are just making sure we all are on the broadcast. The internet's working fine. The volume is fine. Praise God, amen. So, praise God, amen. So, once again this morning, we welcome you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're so glad this morning that you could join us, whether you are on the internet, whether you're in the telephone hookup this morning. We're so glad that you could join us as we come to worship, as we come to praise, as we come to give God all the glory and the honor and the thanksgiving that is due unto his name. Amen. That we have set aside a time this morning so that we could come and worship him. So we could come and praise him. So we could come and give him the glory. So we could sit at his feet this morning. Hallelujah. And to look up unto his face, our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That we could look up to his face and we're going to say, Lord, how we love you, how we praise you, how we appreciate you, how we give you the glory, the honor. And we're going to sing praises unto him and worship unto him. And then we're going to want to hear what he has to say unto us. Amen. Praise God. So once again, greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Those on the internet, those on the telephone hookup, and those who would come later on the archives and so on, we pray that God will bless you and keep you. So this morning, let's turn to a Bible reading this morning. We like to read from the book of Psalms, number 95. The book of Psalms, number 95. Amen. We just like to open up the service and the reading of God's precious and wonderful word this morning. Praise God. I'm just making sure that all the connections are on. We're not getting enough volume here. Why? I don't know. Let's see. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Psalms number 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved from this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they shall not enter into the rest. Amen. Enter into my rest. May God add a blessing to the reading of his precious and wonderful word. Praise God. Let us pray this morning. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Our precious Lord Jesus, great eternal God of heaven, Father, the mighty one, the creator of all the universe, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, great and mighty in battle. Mighty conqueror. Father, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ because you said in your word that we could come in your name, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ because of the blood that was shed on Calvary. And this morning we come with praises. We come with worship. We come with glory upon our lips, Lord, because, Lord, we love you. We adore you. We praise you. And we give you glory and honor and thanksgiving. Lord, to your matchless name. And this morning we ask for your mercy, O great God of heaven. We are but like the dust of the sea, or the sand of the sea, and the dust that the wind blow away. We are but like grass, Lord, that grew, Father, all during the day, Lord, will be green, and the sun comes and dries it up, and we die, Lord. We are mortal beings, O Lord, but in our soul, Lord, is that word that you have placed in there. So, Father, this morning, forgive us, O great God, of our mistakes, for there are many, Lord, many to even count, Lord. Forgive us for our faults, Lord, this morning, as we confess them to before you, Lord, because we want to come into your presence, Lord God, with a clean heart, Lord, sprinkled by the blood of the Lamb. And we know that if we come this way, that you are obligated, according to your word, Lord God, to come behind that, Lord, come behind and vindicate the word that you say, where two or three are gathered in my name, there, in my name, there you'd be in the midst. And we're here this morning, Lord, gathered here, Lord, in your name. So, Father, bless us, Lord, those that are on the internet that are listening. Bless those that are on the telephone hookup that are listening. Bless, Lord, those that would come on the archives to listen also. And may you, O Lord, open up their hearts to receive your word, and as they worship you this morning. Father, we praise you and we thank you. Now, Lord, take all things, for it's going to be done according to the word of God and according to, Lord, the desire in our heart to praise you, to worship you, and to hear from you. So this morning, bless your people, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, I adore you, and I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, I adore you, and I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you, Lord. How we worship and praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We like to sing the song, song number 42 in the Only Believe songbook, I Feel Like Traveling On. Amen. Praise God. And we look around. We see the weather that's taking place. We see the things that are taking place, earthquakes and volcanoes and wars and rumors of wars and beheadings and all these things that are taking place this morning out in the world. But today we feel like traveling on, that my heavenly home is bright and fair, so we feel like traveling on. Amen. Let's sing this song with all our heart. Amen. My heavenly home is bright and fair. Yes, I feel like traveling on. No pain or death can enter there. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Its glittering towers, the sun outshine. Yes, I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Let others seek a home below. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Which flames devour and floods all flow. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Until that blessed hope I see. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. Yes, I feel like traveling. One more time. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, oh, this world is not a home. Amen. Not in this state as it is. But my home is coming down from glory. Remember, the Bible says the new Jerusalem coming down. Amen. Like a bride or adorned for a husband. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing the song. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Oh, this mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. Oh, this mountain shall be removed. But by my spirit, said the Lord. Oh, not by might, oh, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Oh, this mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. Oh, this mountain shall be removed. It's by my spirit, said the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. Amen. And it's the spirit of the living God, which is the Holy Spirit that came on the day of Pentecost. For if that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, it shall quicken your mortal bodies. Amen. By that spirit that dwelleth in you. So it's the spirit of God that quickens the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing this song. I like that old time singing, praising God. Amen. I like that old time singing, shouting. I love the old time way. I love the old time singing, shouting, preaching, praying. I love the old time way. Oh, sing of my Redeemer all along the way. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Oh, sing of my Redeemer all along the way. There is joy, oh joy in my soul. Oh, I love the old time singing, shouting. I love the old time way. I love the old time singing, shouting, preaching, praying. I love the old time way. Oh, I'll sing of my Redeemer all along the way. Amen, amen. All along the way. Amen, amen. Oh, I'll sing of my Redeemer all along the way. There is joy, oh joy in my soul. Amen. Praise God. We like to sing the old time way. Praise the old time way, which is joy in the spirit. The Bible says Jesus Christ inhabits the praises of his people. The great God Almighty inhabits the praises of his people. And when you praise him by living a life that is victorious, he gets pleasure, amen, in granting to you the very desires of your heart, that whatever you ask for, he shall give it unto you. You just ask the Lord, amen. Ask the Lord for anything and he will give it unto you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. For why? It because of his blood that he shed on Calvary, amen, that took was a sacrifice instead of you. You should have died. We all should have died and gone to hell. Amen. But he shed his blood. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. As a sacrifice. Amen. Let's sing the song. I know it was the blood. 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 For me, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. Let's sing it a little lower. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood for me. He's coming back. Oh, he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. He's coming back again for me. I know. Oh, I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I knew it was the blood. He's coming back. Oh, and he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. He's coming back again for me. Amen. Let's sing our last song before we transition into the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing hymn number 30 from the Only Believe songbook. Hymn number 30, Only Believe songbook, Higher Ground. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hymn number 30. Amen. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm sorry. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where clouds arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by feet on heaven's stable land, a higher place that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a glimpse of glory bright. But till I'll pray, till heaven I've found, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand on heaven's table land, a higher place that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. That's what we're looking for this morning. Our feet to be planted on higher ground. Amen. We're looking for the Lord to raise us up another step higher. Amen. Another step higher into the glory of His glory. Into the very knowledge of the Son of God. Amen. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for to be caught up into His knowledge. Amen. To know who He is. Amen. What's His plan for us? Amen. To know the desire of His heart for us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this morning, I want to welcome you once again in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning to our little fellowship this morning. We are a group of individuals, as I introduced myself this morning, a group of individuals, believer, we are not only here in Westbury, New York, but also all over. I've seen people logging in and hooking up from different places. We know our brothers and sisters that are hooked up from Florida and Pennsylvania and other places here in the New York area. This morning, hallelujah, we welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we are a group of individuals. Those who don't know, we believe that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is very near. Hallelujah. And my name is Brother Virgil C. Passad. I'm the local elder here at the Bride Age Christian Fellowship. And many people probably wondering, why are we calling it the Bride Age Christian Fellowship? Because in the Revelation chapter 3, He said, come out of her, my people. I mean, Revelation chapter 18 and 4. He said, come out of her, my people, and be ye not partakers. And we said that, and then Revelation chapter 3, the Bible says that the Laodiceans were blind, miserable, wretched, and didn't even know it. He said, come, try, buy out of me, I serve. Amen. Come out of that age. Come out of that Laodicean age. And we believe we have out, spiritually out of that Laodicean age, into an age that Brother Branham called the bride age. Now, this is within, oh, amen, that time period that we spoke about, many services ago. Amen. About that time period when we talk about the holy convocation. So we are bride age and we are Christians because we believe we are part of the Christians that came from the day of Pentecost. And then we don't belong to some big denominational group or some organization of this tabernacle and that fellow and that church and so on. But we are a fellowship. A fellowship is what? A fellowship, as Brother Branham was said in one of his quotes, he said, a fellowship is two or three fellows in a ship. They all believe the same thing. They love one another and they come around the word of God. And that's what we are this morning. We are fellowship coming around the word of God. I'm not saying you have to be a member of this fellowship, but this fellowship is open. And as you've seen in the website, it says it's open to anyone all over the world who do not have a church to go to this morning on a Sunday morning, a full gospel, Holy Ghost filled, believing Malachi 4, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6 message, that you could log in into our website. There's no login necessary as it is, no password, just straight into the direct streaming messages. So that's where we are this morning. Amen. This morning also we believe in the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe just as Jesus Christ, before he came upon the earth, I mean, angels announced his coming. The prophets announced his coming. And then there was a man that was sent from God that dwell in the wilderness that proclaimed, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And that man was John the Baptist. And John the Baptist we believe him to be the messenger to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ when he first came upon the earth. We believe John the Baptist fulfilled Malachi chapter 3, behold, chapter 3, verse 1, behold, I send my messenger before my face to prepare the way. Just as John the Baptist, for on the first coming of Christ, God must always follow what he has said in his word, because his yea is yea, his nay is nay, his word is everlasting. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall not pass away. Amen. It shall stand forever. And if you hook your soul to the word of the living God, you will never fail. If you hook your soul onto this earth, if you hook your soul onto what some man said in his own knowledge, if you hook your soul into your riches and your job and your cars and your health, you will know that it will fail according to the word of God. But the only thing that will stand firm is the word of God that is written in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. It shall never fail. So this morning, we hooking in to that word of God where Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6 says, behold, I'll send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. And then in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, he said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God will be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophet. And we want to find out what the seventh angel, where is he identified in the scripture? This angel was a messenger. Amen. And we find it in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. We find a messenger that the Spirit of God is now speaking to the messenger to the Laodicean church age. Amen. And that messenger, now we understand, must be a prophet. And that prophet must also be have also the anointing of the prophet, the spirit of Elijah, according to Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. This is the word of the Lord. It is infallible. It will not fall. Popes will fall. Amen. Ministers could fall. Oh, but the word of God shall never fail. Amen. So this morning, praise God, we are pointing you to what the word says. The word says that there shall come a man that with the spirit of Elijah he shall be a prophet, and he will introduce the Lord Jesus, coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have known from the scripture that when Jesus Christ died, the Jewish age ended in a sense, because the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. The believers, Jesus Christ walked the face of the earth for 40 days. Amen. According to Acts 1, he walked the earth for 40 days, appearing unto many. And we believe also the saints of God also walk with him. Praise God, upon the earth. So that's where the scripture is. Someone did ask me, well, where did you get a quote that says that, that was 30, 40 days the saints will walk the earth? It's in the Bible. Brother Branham didn't say this completely outright. And I'll tell you about Brother Branham for those who don't know him. Brother Branham was a man of God, called of God, that while he was baptizing the 17th person in the river Ohio, there came a fireball from heaven, hung over that river. People fainted, people cried out, and there came a voice that said, as John the Baptist, forerun the first coming of Christ, your message will forerun the second coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Branham, and I challenge anyone to take Brother Branham's life and take the miracles and signs and wonders that follow him. I challenge you to compare it to all of history since the days of the Lord Jesus Christ and the apostles. To you, tell me if there was ever a man with such signs, wonders, and miracles. And if you could prove to me that your ministry is better than his ministry, and I don't see it on the news, I don't hear it nowhere, then you could tell me that you have a greater ministry than Brother Branham, that you could criticize his ministry, that you could find fault with his ministry. Then you can tell me that minister. So those who are on the internet that come against the prophet's message, I tell you this morning, be very careful. God stands with the words of his prophet, because it never fails, because it's his words. So this morning, that prophet, we believe, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, the fulfillment of that prophecy was Brother William Marion Branham. Now you would say, somebody told me the other day, he said, a sister told me, she says, such and such about Brother Branham family, a negative thing about Brother Branham family. A negative about Brother Branham and his family, and that's why he was probably rushing back to home or whatever. Some negative thing. I wouldn't go into the detail. And I asked his sister, well, where did you hear this from? I mean, I've been studying Brother Branham's message for over 40-something years, and I can't remember hearing this or seeing this. And the answer was, oh, it's all over Facebook. And I had to laugh to myself, but in respect to the sister, I said, oh, okay. But think about that people are now believing what they hear on Facebook and internet and all these things, rather than the word of God and the signs and wonders that God followed, that followed this man's ministry. So brother and sister, this morning, just like if the president sent you an invitation, the president sent you a message, and it so happened that Secret Service person who is coming to you got in an accident, his store, his clothes all ripped up, he was mugged and all that stuff, and he came to your door, and he knocks on your door, and he says, I have a message to you from the President of the United States. You will laugh him to scorn. Why? Well, because he's a man, he's all torn up. You would see things in his ears, guns on his side, and all that stuff, and you would see a big motorcade coming. But that's how man think. But God doesn't think that way. God thinks in humility and simplicity. And if you reject that man with that message, you will never understand the message that the president sent to you. And it's the same way your God of heaven has sent a prophet, Brother William Marion Branham. And though many people will see he was a man with this fault, and he was a man of that fault, and he make mistakes, and he stutter, and didn't have a proper education, and all this stuff. Nowadays people want Dr. So-and-so, Captain So-and-so to lead them. But you know what, Brother Branham was a man without even a third or fourth grade education. And if you fail to listen to this one messenger, this man sent from God, you will not hear the message that God has sent from heaven to you to get ready for his coming of his son. And what will happen? You will remain in the tribulation period. And if you did refuse to listen to the Brother Branham message, you will go to hell, my brother. That's the word of God. There's no other course. And I tell believers in our fellowship that if your pastor is not preaching the exact word that comes from the prophet, if he's in prophet message, if he's saying the prophet, you know, this apostle takes out the important things, that's all you need to know. You don't need to go back to the prophet message. If that pastor is saying that, if the pastors that are under him saying those things, if his ministers are saying these things, brother, they are they're saying that the rest is filler material, the rest is fodder, then they are wrong. Why? Because God's word is yea. Every word that God speaks is counted for a yea or a nay. Amen. That's the word of the Lord. It shall not fail. And by doing that, they have rejected the prophet message. They are only taking piece of the prophet message here and joining it up there and touching it there. But the Bible says that here a little, there a little, jot upon jot, tittle upon tittle. Amen. The word of God must stand sure and will stand sure. Amen. So if these men reject this word, they are not taking the people through the tribulation period. Because I've come across a number of quotes that Brother Branham said, and I tie it into the scripture where he says that the people who are in the tribulation period are those who did not hear the message for the hour. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So this morning, amen, you got to listen to the message that was brought by the prophet. And this morning I was following up some quotes and some interactions and emails from people, especially this brother out in the Philippines, Brother Ron and others out there, and they were back and forth talking, and I was so tempted to really write a response, and some were saying that you should take the quotes, but don't take all the quotes, take the quotes and read it, understand and give it to the people, preach it in between and only put in the quotes here and there. And then there were others saying that we should take the quotes of the prophet and we must bring it exactly to the people. Amen. Without our own intellectual knowledge, without our own interpretation. Sure, we could tell them that what we believe, that here is what the prophet's saying, and this is what we could see between the lines, or we believe. Or we could take, you know, the message from one, for a quote from here and a quote from there and a quote from there and a quote from there, and bring it together. Amen, and give it to the people. But I must tell you how I believe this morning as a local elder of the Bride Age Christian Fellowship. Amen. This is what I believe this morning. Praise God. You could maybe call me the pastor, the church, or whatever. We don't have a church as such. We are just a fellowship. God is moving on the individual. I'm not one that collects tithes and offerings and all that stuff. But if I have to invest my own money, and I am investing my own money so that the word of God will go out. God bless me. So I'm investing it back into the word of God going out. So I don't take tithes. Tithes and offering doesn't come to me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But oh, praise God. What I'm saying. Not I'm saying you shouldn't pay tithes and you shouldn't pay offerings. No, I'm not saying that. But every church that you're loyal to, Brother Branham says, you should support it. Support it with your tithes and your offering, and also support it with your presence. Well, in these days of the internet, I know you could sit and fellowship under the word of the Lord on the internet. Praise God, because we do that under the voice of God recording. Amen. And whatever support we could give to the voice of God recording and Billy Paul, Brother Billy Paul and Brother Joseph, we should give it as believers and Christians, so the word of God should continue on. So what I'm saying this morning, I want to tell you my stand. Amen. I want to let you know where I stand, where it was revealed to me of this ministry that is Ephesians 4:11. Now everybody has put this ministry, put it a name to it. They say fivefold ministry. But you know what? I try to keep away from that word that is called fivefold ministry, that phrase. Because Brother Branham never said fivefold ministry. You see, because I believe that the very coining of that phrase, fivefold ministry, is a denominational stigma, is a denominational phrase, amen. Because it is kind of portraying that is fivefold ministry is some superior thing in the church, some high above the people. Now, in the sense of the word of God, in a spiritual sense, I agree, yes, because God have to raise these ministers to a certain level to raise them up to see the enemy coming. Amen. This is what I believe, yes, but they are not rulers and lords over the people. Amen. They are servants of the people. Amen. And although God demands respect for them, amen, he demands respect for them, but they are servants. Amen. They are servants. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I don't say fivefold ministry. I keep away from the coining of that phrase. That phrase was coined not by Brother William Aaron Branham. That phrase was coined by Lee Vail when he did those church age books, which Brother Branham allowed him. Brother Branham allowed it, so that book will be in the archives of history, correct all the grammar and all that stuff, so people from Yale and Harvard and all these big time people will read it, and then it will be a testimony against them. A testimony against them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So what we're looking at, I want to tell you my conviction. I believe that the same angel, if we look and see what Brother Branham said, he took the word of the Lord, he studied it. The angel of the Lord pushed him to do it. Amen. Pushed him to study the word of the Lord. Amen. Pushed him to speak the word of the Lord. Pushed him to say all these things. Amen. And what happened? Brother Branham spoke the word of the Lord as a prophet would speak it. And when he spoke this word, the Holy Spirit, the angel of the Lord, went behind that word and vindicated the word to the people. In other words, he spoke the word, squirrels appeared. Brother Branham spoke the word, the sick was healed. Brother Branham lay hands upon the sick, the cripple raised up. Brother Branham spoke the word of God, and people's lives were transformed. People's lives were changed. Now Brother Branham is a signpost. Is a post signpost that's pointing to something, that's pointing to perfection, that's pointing to the coming of the Lord. Amen. And I believe, this morning, that same angel, that same Holy Spirit that has not left the earth, will follow the word of God from the prophet and do the exact same thing that he did in the days of the prophet. Amen. So I don't have a ministry of my own. My ministry is there, probably in Ephesians 4:11, to take the prophet word and to bring it to the people and to read the quotes to the people. So now not everybody, I believe, could go and find all the quotes for, let's say, the rapture or some topic. But I believe that God has placed ministers there in Ephesians 4:11 to take those words, to take those quotes together, and to bring it to the people. And you need to read the quotes exactly as it was said by the prophet. Amen. And if we take the same prophet message and we read the quote exactly how the prophet said it, exactly where he emphasized as much as best as we could, read it back to the people and then put it together with other quotes, then I believe that same angel, I believe that same Holy Ghost anointing that followed the prophet and vindicated the word of God to the people and quickened the word of God to the people, I believe that the same angel, the same Holy Spirit will come down and follow that same word if we give it exactly the same way to the people. Not deviating into my own way. Not deviating and taking a piece here and slicing and cutting and whatever. No. Just read it exactly what it says. Amen to the people. This is what I believe. So a message must be recycling back to the people the exact quotes that the prophet has said. Amen. And God is obligated according to the word. No, no, I'm not saying that you can interject here and say, well, this is what is my inspiration of it, that the prophet said the wall is that high. So looking what the prophet is saying, the wall of the city is that high. I'm thinking that if I stand on the top, then I might not even see the wall because the wall is 1,500 miles away. Because a sister was asking me, he said, you know, but we have this wall all around the city. I mean, am I going to be living inside a wall? I said, no, sister. Think about it. If you were sitting in the top of the mountain there with the Lord, that wall is 1,500 miles away. Can you see 1,500 miles? I doubt very much. Amen. You might see 5, 10, 100. But 1,500 miles, you won't even see the wall. You even know it's there until you travel down to the wall. Amen. The wall is just a delineation of where you know, where the bride would be as opposed to where the other members or the people of the earth will be. Amen. Because there must be a city. Because Abraham was looking for that city. Job was looking for that city. So this morning, that is my inspiration. I know I've gone a little extra this morning in explaining this, but I do want it to go out on the internet. This is what I believe, brother. Now, you may call me the pastor. Fine, that's okay. But I'm the local elder here. And I believe that God is on the move. Amen. And I'm so blessed to know that He has called me to help put these things together by His love, by His inspiration. Brother and sister, it is not me. Amen. I don't know even one day to the next what I should speak. Amen. Amen. But I depend upon Him. I wait upon Him. And if I get worried sometimes because I'm saying to myself, did I miss something that He told me? But sometimes He give me like 20, 30 pages of quotes. But then while I'm speaking, I have to miss this and cut this and put this in here. Oh, praise God. Because I don't want to keep you all longer than 12 o'clock or 12:15 for the latest. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, that's where we stand. And if you haven't heard about Brother William Marion Branham, you'd like to know more about him, I'm suggesting that you're recommending that you go to the website www.branham.org. There you'll find all Brother Branham messages in audio. You'll also find some video. You'll find books. You'll find other information on the website. The Voice of God Recording operates this website. Amen. The Voice of God Recording is run by Brother Branham's two sons, Brother Billy Paul Branham and Brother Joseph Branham. God bless them. And they are sending the word of the Lord all over the earth. Amen. And God has given them that commission to continue sending the word of God to the very ends of the earth. Because the Bible says this gospel will be preached to every creature, to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. So we ask you to pray for them. We ask you to support them. We ask you to whatever you could give unto them, whether support them in your prayers or financially to help them. No, this is not a pull for money, brother. But this is the Bible says that, you know, we have to put our shoulders to the wheel. I'll rather give my money, that God has given me on earn and give me to or buy than to buy some frivolous thing out there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you see that funds coming back to you. So this morning, praise God, that is where what we believe. That is where we stand on this morning. So you're going to hear me making a lot of quotes. I'm going to quote from a few books today from Brother Branham. I always say this, I have like about 37 pages of quotes here this morning. Amen, amen. Normally I have to skip through them and see what is important to save time this morning. But we're on a very strange topic this morning. I'm going to touch on exactly what Brother Branham says. I'm not going to give you my interpretation of it, my brother, my sister. I may interject certain things in here, but I'm going to read to you exactly what the prophet says and let the Holy Spirit reveal unto you, amen, this morning. So this morning it's going to be like the last few services that I spoke over the last few months and more teaching services to let you know your promises, to let you know what God has said through the prophet Brother Branham, so you could go and before the Lord and say, Lord, I don't understand what's this holy convocation. I don't understand what how the rapture is going to take place. I don't understand what is going to happen to me in the millennium, what I'm going to do, what I'm required to do, where am I going to live. Then you seek the Lord. He's going to show it unto you. And the basis of it all is the prophet's message, Brother William Marion Branham. And this morning, amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We're going to trust the Lord. I'm going to just bring the quotes to you and read it out to you. And let the Lord speak to your heart. I cannot give you revelation, my brother, my sister. All I could give unto you is the word of God that I could pull from this quote and that quote and this book and the other. And then maybe interject as a Christian believer, full of the Holy Spirit, what I believe it could be right, or what I believe it could be. But just remember, I'm a man also, and I am also subject to mistakes. Even Brother Branham said, he said when he was looking at the seals, and he thought originally that white horse rider was Christ, you know, in the first seal. But he come to find out when those seals were broken and it was revealed, he realized that white horse rider was the devil coming out on the first church age. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm not talking about a white horse rider coming in Revelation 19. I'm talking about a white horse rider coming out when the first seal was broken and open. And what I could do this morning, I'd like to introduce to you about what I've gathered from the prophet and the books and the Bible of what the seals and all the stuff are this morning. We want to just talk a little bit on the seventh seal. Time is running away on us. So maybe we might have to do it in two services this morning. So I wouldn't keep you all too late. For it's really, I don't want to keep you all too late after 12:15. So this morning, we like to turn to the book of Ephesians. We like to turn to the book of Ephesians. We like to read from chapter 4, one verse of scripture. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, one verse of scripture, verse 30. And then if you have a marker, we like to read from Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. Just two portions of scripture this morning. So let's read from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And let's turn to Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. Now, you know, the other chapters was the opening of the first seal, the second seal, the third seal, the fourth seal, the fifth seal, the sixth seal. Amen. And you could read all the opening of the seals from the previous chapters from Revelation. Praise God. From Revelation chapter 5, verse 1, all the way to Revelation. all the way to Revelation chapter 6 and chapter 7. I'm sorry, Revelation chapter 6, all the way to verse 14. Those are the six seals. And now we come to the seventh seal. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Let's read it once more time. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. Amen. Praise God. And if we go back, you would see in Revelation chapter 5, this Lamb had the book was sealed with seven seals, and there was no one in heaven that could open it, and so on. And then all the four beasts and all them cried, and the only one was worthy was the Lamb. Amen. What we did was on the right hand of him that sat on the throne, you know, there was a book sealed with seven seals, and no one was worthy except the Lamb. And the Lamb stepped forth and took the seal. And then the Bible says, let's read Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and as it heard, as it was were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Amen. So we know now that the Lamb took the book and revealed what was hidden under those seals. Amen. So let's talk to the Lord one before we go into the word of the Lord. Let's approach the throne of grace. We have read the sacred word, and we want to hear from the Lord this morning. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we have read from your sacred word, Lord, and anybody could read this word who could understand English or in whatever language they could speak, Lord, they could understand, Lord, intellectually. But Lord God, only you could come forth. Open the seal, Lord, and the revelation of it to us, Lord, and open the word of God, Lord, and show us your word, Lord, as we read your prophet message. Bless the people, Lord God, that are out there, who are on the internet, Lord, on the telephone hookup, who would come, Lord, later on into the archives. May you anoint them and bless them. Give them a special blessing this morning as we endeavor to hear from you this morning. I've got all these quotes together, Lord, and they seem wonderful, great and glorious, and I was thrilled and blessed. But Lord, there's so many mysteries. There's so many things that we don't understand. But if you will quicken it to the individual of the people, individual believer, Lord, we would appreciate and love you and praise you and give you glory and honor. So this morning, Lord, touch me, Lord, and give me strength. Lord, as I stand in the gap this morning, and all those out there, heal their bodies, touch their mind, their heart, their understanding. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ for his glory and honor. Amen. Praise God. So greetings once again, brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For probably about an hour and maybe an hour and 15 minutes. I may go a little bit longer today, an hour and 15 minutes. We want to approach a topic this morning. And the title of my message, it's a very powerful title, The Seventh Seal. And this morning we want to talk about the seventh seal. Praise God, according to Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And we want to, what's always our subject? What is the subject of all our ministry and all our lives and all the Bible from the Genesis to Revelation? What has been the subject? The subject has always been Christ is the mystery of God revealed, who is Jesus Christ. And that subject is Jesus Christ is that seal. Jesus Christ is that seal. We spoke about the Holy Ghost, which is the ghost of the man Jesus Christ. And he is that seal. Amen. So this morning, for an inspiration, we want to know, we are looking at this title. We are looking at the subject. We are trying to understand what is driving us to look at this particular topic and this particular subject. What is the inspiration? What is driving us that someone will want to know about the seventh seal? What is pushing us to know that we want to know who Jesus is? And what is it? Our inspiration is that we are coming to the knowledge of the Son of God, Christ Jesus. It's from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. We are coming to the knowledge of the Son of God, Christ Jesus. And this knowledge, we believe, is a revelation. How we get knowledge? By revelation coming from God, Lord God Almighty, coming from that seal. That seal is the Lord Jesus. That seal is the Holy Ghost. So this morning, I just want to explain a little bit about what I've taken from Brother Branham's messages. And there's so much quotes, I can't even get to it this morning. But we were talking about that the Lamb broke the seventh seal. Now, in the Old Testament, there was There wasn't books like we had here, printing presses and all this kind of stuff like this. You know, you could print out through your printer and all that stuff. In the Old Testament, they had scrolls. They had animal skin and papyrus that they used to write with ink. And they used to use a feather sometimes and a piece of a stick or whatever it may be to write, you know, the things that they want to record. And way, way, way back in the old days, before they had the skins of animals, before you used the skins of animals and papyrus and all that paper and grass and whatever, they had stone that they used to take and carve and knock and carve out the things on stone. Amen? Written on stone and it would become permanent. And of course, if they write something there, it's permanent because you can't erase it. You can't take white out and white it out on the stone there, you know. So it was permanent. And that's why the Bible says that he would engrave, you know, your heart. People say their heart is like stone because we're in human being. But he's going to engrave his laws upon your heart. Amen. He's going to write it in there. Amen. Amen. That is indelible, that cannot come out. No white out or no nothing could take it out. And if you could get your imagination to go back to when God wrote on the tablets of stone, he wrote the Ten Commandments for Moses. There was the fire, God, the finger of God, writing on the stone tablets. So then as we come down through the ages, we find that they would have now this sheepskin or goatskin that they are now able to write on this. Or they might beat the reeds into a flat paste like and called papyrus. And then they would write with a ink that would seep through into it. And then you'll have this long roll, like a scroll, that they will write, and they'll roll it up. They'll roll it up on both ends. Amen. And when they want to read a certain part, they will just open up a certain part to read. Amen. Like Jesus went into the temple, and there they gave him the scroll. And the Bible says he opened it up, and when he opened it up, he found where it was written. So probably Jesus took the top of the scroll and the bottom, and he rolled it open, and it fell on Isaiah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that scroll was something that was written. Amen. It was written. Amen. By the hand of the Lord, I would say. And this scroll was sealed up. It was sealed up with 7 straps. Amen. And every one of the strap had a seal. Now in those days, people didn't used to give their handwriting. They would have wax. And they would melt the wax from a candle. And they'll put it over the joining of that strap. Sometimes the strap could also be leather. Or the strap could be some sort of animal skin. But they will seal that with wax. And they'll take their ring, which is a signet, and they'll press it into that hot wax. And there it will be form an image. Amen. Indelible. Amen. And that's what God does to you in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He pours that Holy Spirit in you. And then he takes his seal, which is himself, and he presses into that hot wax. And there you are sealed forever. Sealed into the kingdom of God. Amen. So this morning, hallelujah. So this scroll is all, so this book, this scroll had 7 straps around it. It's rolled up into 7 straps, and each strap had a seal upon it. Amen. Now, people, I don't really go to preach this morning on what that book was, but we believe that that book was the book of redemption. We believe that this book was the names of the Lamb's book of life. Amen. That are the names that was written before the foundation of the world. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that seal. Praise God. Praise God and moved. Amen. So men moved that the Holy Spirit wrote about that book. Amen. Wrote about that seal, 7 seal book. So this morning, what happened? John saw that the first strap was broken. Now when the first strap was broken, amen, he heard a voice. And a beast came out and said, come and see. And the first strap was a white horse rider. He saw a vision when the strap was broken. A white horse rider. Now just remember one thing now. Just remember one thing, that no, here it is you are seeing. Here it is you're seeing what is under that first seal. No, under that first seal, you're seeing a white horse rider, which Brother Bram said, well, that was the Antichrist in the first age. And the beast came and see it. Amen, this morning. Amen, the beast, what we see was a beast. Amen. Who said, come and see. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, we see that when that trap was open. But then what we must understand, according to Brother Branham's message, that when this trap was open, what you were seeing is the Antichrist spirit. But remember, Brother Branham was saying that every time the devil makes a ride, God sends a power of the Holy Spirit to combat the devil. So now we must find where it is written, where is the power of the Holy Spirit that is fighting this Antichrist. And we must go back now to the first church age. So there we see, Paul was of the first church age. Amen. So God had ministers from all the first church ages, Paul, Irenaeus, and Martin, and all of these men to combat the Antichrist spirit that was riding. Now the last Antichrist came, a pale horse rider, and he rode straight into perdition. Amen. He rode straight down to the end of the age, end of the consummation. Amen. The consummation time. So we must understand what is happening, that when there's a horse rider come out, there goes a power that goes against that horse rider. So we went also on the fifth seal. I'm not going to go too much. I've already gone over my time. But the fifth seal, we know what happens, souls on the altar. And then the sixth seal was a tribulation period that goes right into the 3.5 years that the Jews are going to receive the gospel from these two prophets. And then here comes the seventh seal. And in that seventh seal, all that we're talking about here on that seventh seal is that there was what? There was silence for the space of half an hour. So here was up in heaven, complete silence. Nothing move that will give away what was taking place this morning. Think about it. All the angels that were crying, holy, 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 all shut up, had nothing to say. All the other ones that were flying to and fro from heaven with the sound of their wings, quiet, no sound. Then we also look and then in heaven, what was happening there? Nothing moved, no sound to give away anything. Everything was silent for about a space of half an hour. Amen. Blessed be the name. What was this, Brother Branham says? And let's continue to read about what Brother Branham was talking about here now. Hallelujah. And the seventh seal. He said, now, the thing about it, though, before I read the quote, is that Brother Branham says, even Jesus himself omitted revealing the seven seals to his disciples. He talked about all the revelation of what's taking place with Jerusalem, and he talked about the tribulation period and all that stuff, but he did not speak of the seventh seal. And we could understand why, because we believe that the seventh seal ties into the coming of the Lord. Amen? That's why all heaven was silent. So we believe that the seventh seal, hallelujah, that even Jesus Christ did not know while he was upon the face of the earth. He did not know that time or the season, the time, the day or nor the hour that the seventh seal would be made manifested. Not broken, not open, but made manifested, which is the coming of the Lord Jesus. And remember, we spoke about this in last Sunday service. Last Sunday service, we talk about the revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave unto him. Amen. And I don't want to go back and recap, but so let's hear what Brother Branham says here this morning. The seventh seal, Jeffersonville, Indiana, Sunday the 24th of March, evening service, 1963, paragraph 52. And now we find that also the Lord let us take the scripture, the holy scripture, what Jesus said would take place. And how would we have ever found that? And here it goes over and reveals and bring it just exactly. The Lord Jesus' sermon here, answering that, brings out exactly to the point six of the seals. But he omitted the seven. See? And I interject here, Brother Branham was talking about Matthew 24, when the disciples asked him these questions, the signs of your coming and so on. Continue the quote. But he omitted the seventh, see? And then when the seals were open, God, notice here, he omitted revealing even any symbol of the seventh seal, the seventh one. See, it's a perfect secret with God. Notice, now we are going to read in the Bible the seventh seal that's found in Revelation, the 8th chapter. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And that's all we have on it. Amen. End of quote. So here Brother Branham was saying that Jesus himself omitted the seventh seal or the revelation of the seventh seal. But he did talk about his coming, that no man know the hour, not even he knows it. You know, not even he knows it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's read here what Brother Branham says about the finishing of the Laodicean church age and what is going to happen. He's reading here in the Feast of the Trumpets. He's talking about the Pentecostal feast that finishes at the period of the seventh trumpet and so on. So let's read this. The Feast of the Trumpet, Jeffersonville, Indiana, Sunday, the 19th of July, 1964, morning service. Paragraph 244. There was three stages of it, as I said. The martyrs, age of the martyr for it, and the stage of the reformers, and now the calling out time. When finished at Laodicea, according to Revelation 10, the mystery of all the Bible would be made known to the bride. Would be known to the bride. Is that right? Congregation says amen. Is that right? But Revelation 10, listen close now, bride called out of the word, Christ himself calling out the bride, making plain Hebrews 13:8, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Does the same, is the same. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. See, Luke 17:30, and also Malachi 4, Hebrews 4:12. All these scriptures, that's promise. This is to be between the sixth and seventh seal and the sixth and seventh trumpet. Pentecost feast finishes at the period of the seventh trumpet. For the next is the coming of the seventh seal. For the next is the mystery of the coming of Christ. And also the trumpet is sound for the Jews. Their sixth trumpet is sound. And when it does, it makes known to them the revealed Son of God. One half an hour of space. Remember, all trumpets sound in this sixth seal. The sixth seal finishes the mystery under the sixth seal just before the seventh is open. Look, I want to say one more thing closely now. Don't miss this. How striking. From the seventh angel's messenger of the seventh age, of the seventh seal. Let me just read that over again. From the seventh angel's, and in parenthesis, messenger of the seventh seal, message, in Revelation 10, was the seventh seal to the seven trumpets between those two times. Let me just read this again. From the seventh angel's message in Revelation 10, because Brother Branham said the seventh angel is the messenger of the seventh seal, from the seventh angel message in Revelation 10 was the seventh seal to the seventh trumpets between these two times. Brother Branham said, oh God, how can we say this to make the people see it? It's between that sixth trumpet and the sixth seal sound at the same time. And between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, there is a prophet to appear before the Gentiles to call the people back to the original Pentecostal doctrine. And the two witnesses of Revelation 11 appear to the Jews to send them to Jesus while the church is being taken up. All of them prophets. Amen. The word of the Lord cannot be broken. It cannot be a denomination. Do you see it? Now I just interject right here. What Brother Branham is saying, what he's saying here is that between the sixth and the seventh trumpet, God is going to send a messenger to the Gentile, and also he's going to send the messengers, two witnesses, to the Jews. So this is between the sixth and the seventh trumpet. Amen? Praise God. And that there's a prophet to appear to the Gentiles to call the people back to the original Pentecostal doctrine, and to the two witnesses of Revelation 11 appears to the Jews to send them to Jesus. Amen? Continue the quote. Paragraph 267. Read in your book here and see if that between the sixth and the seventh trumpet isn't interjected there. Let the Jews be called out between the sixth and the seventh plague. We come over to that 144,000. Remember that? Which was between that. See? Do you remember? Between the sixth, the fifth, and the sixth seal. Between the sixth seal and the seventh seal. There was a calling out of the 144,000. You remember that? Now there is where those trumpets come in right there. See? And persecution and horses loose there. Then, between that, then there was to be a seventh angel's message that has been preaching and condemning the Pentecostals. And Jesus has been put out and wouldn't have no cooperation with nobody, but put out outside, rejected. The Bible said so. For it's Christ made manifest among us. Jesus among us, made manifest in the purity of his word, making it known. This is not just makeup, friends. This is thus saith the Lord. And at that same time, now, as soon as this church, the bride, is drawn together, she's taken up. And that mystery of the seventh seal, or the seventh seal, the mystery of going. And the Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet, which is two prophets, Elijah and Moses, and they come back. And there is where the Pentecostal is all mixed up. They are going for something to happen. They are looking for something to happen. The church is done gone. And that's to the Jews. End of quote. So here we've seen what Brother Branham's saying, that the seventh trumpet is those Moses and Elijah, to those prophets to the Jews. And he said the seventh trumpet is like unto the seventh seal to the Gentiles. Amen? Praise God. Continuing this quote. Paragraph 147, Feast of the Trumpets. The gathering of Israel is the trumpets. The trumpet is to gather Israel. Notice, the very first trumpet sound, blood, fire, hail, and everything, scattered the ground. See, what was he doing? Bringing Israel out of spiritual Egypt. See, back into his homeland. Now let me say this right here, that every trumpet that blowed under the sixth seal. We'll get to it in a few minutes, when we caught the seal here. All the trumpets sounded under the sixth seal. Because the seventh trumpet, there was silent. No one knew. That was the minute or hour that Christ would come, as he revealed it to us. So I stop here 1 second. Here is what Brother Branham says the seventh seal is about. When the seventh seal was pulled apart, Brother Branham said what it was? He said no one knew. He said that was the minute or hour that Christ would come, as he had revealed that to us. Continuing the quote, paragraph 150. But every trumpet sounded under the sixth seal, under the persecution of the Jews. Notice, Revelation now 8. And begin with the seventh verse. All was the calling out of Israel, natural in Egypt, Now it's calling out of Israel in the spiritual sense. He was making them ready to come to the Feast of the Atonement. Notice, the Feast of the Trumpet was first, which was Pentecost. The Feast of the Atonement followed it 50 days later. The Feast of the Atonement, read it here. You'll probably, if you have time, we'll refer to it and read it to you out of the Bible. Here in Leviticus 12, now, or Leviticus 23 rather, and Leviticus 16, we find that the first was the Feast of the Trumpet, was the Atonement, after it followed Pentecost. Now we find out the Feast of the Atonement followed the Feast of Trumpets. Now notice, a trumpet sounded and was to gather them together. Now the first trumpet blew, there was hail, blood, fire sprayed upon the earth, just exactly as it was in Egypt, making ready to call them to the Day of Atonement. See, they rejected the true atonement. And this year has been lengthened out through here, has been the year of Pentecost. See, now the sounding of the Jews comes next. The sounding for the Jews comes next. This has been the calling out of the church. Watch real close. Now, which afterwards he took them to the land of promise, which he will do the same thing in which in symbol he takes the church to the land of promise. Remember, every trumpet sounded under the sixth seal, only then when it sounded. Notice now exactly the continuity of the scripture. Exactly the same under the seventh trumpet is to Israel as the same as the seventh seal was to the church. We find under the seventh seal that there were souls that were under the altar there that received robes. They were given robes. Brother Branham, the fifth seal he was talking about, but he mentioned here the seventh seal. They were given robes, not that they earned them, because they were in the dispensation, was God was still dealing with grace with the Gentiles, not Jews. God, Israel is saved as a nation. God deals with Israel as a nation. Gentiles as a people for his name, not a nation for his name. Israel, amen, a nation for his name. End of quote. And here we see in Brother Branham saying that the seventh trumpet is like unto the seventh seal for the Jew, for the Gentiles. The seventh seal for the Gentiles is like the seventh trumpet to the Jews. Amen. And he said all these trumpets were under the seventh seal. So he slipped in here where the coming of the Lord is a secret coming before the full taking place of that tribulation period. So we could see then that if the sixth seal represents that tribulation period, if the sixth seal represents where the Moses and Elijah is going to come, then all the trumpets are sounded under the sixth seal. So somewhere then are we seeing where that seventh seal is broken there within that seventh. It's now the seventh seal, Brother Branham say, is the coming of the Lord. So before the full tribulation takes place, amen, under that sixth seal there, he seemed to have slipped that seventh seal under the sixth seal there, because all the trumpets are sounded under the seventh seal, under the sixth seal. And the trumpet, the seventh trumpet, is like the coming of the Lord. The seventh trumpet to the Jews is the seventh seal, like the coming of the Lord. So what are we seeing? Are we seeing, brother, that somewhere slipped in there, he has placed that seventh seal? Amen, the coming of the Lord, which is the day and the mystery of the day and the hour. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed. I have to skip so much of my quotes here this morning. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's supernatural this morning. It's something that cannot be revealed by some man. Amen. Cannot be revealed by some person. Amen. But it was revealed by the prophet of God and hid in the word. Amen. We're gonna have to continue this message another time. Praise God. We'll have to do a part two. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. So there it was. Oh, praise God. I'm skipping so many. I have to skip so many pages this morning. Let me just make sure I identify and write it down. Amen. Praise God. We're so glad that God sent a prophet. Amen. to reveal these hidden mysteries. Put it in the books on tape. Amen. He goes on to talk in the Feast of the Trumpet about Daniel, about the League of Nations, and about, you know, about the image unto the beast and so on. Amen, amen. Then he went on to talk about, you know, the fifth seal and what was taking place. He was building up to talk now about the seventh seal. Praise God. Let me see if I could read a quote here. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Branham is saying, under the fifth seal, he was talking about six straight dreams. Amen. That took place that vindicate what he was talking about. Amen. God, and he said a dream interpreted as a vision. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I just want to read an important portion here about we getting ready for that seventh seal. Praise God. Let's read on the fifth seal, Jeffersonville, Indiana, Friday the 22nd of March. Oh, today's date, the fifth seal, 1963. Amen, amen. Let's read on paragraph, praise God, paragraph 97. And now we find out that the beast of Daniel, it meant that it was a power rising up amongst the people. Or in John's vision, he also showed that there was powers, nation rising up, like United States appears in Revelation 13 as a lamb. And then if you want to know a different, well, that's talking about natural power. It also represents holy power too, a beast. Do you notice that? Now notice, Rebekah, when the servant of Abraham Eliezer, when he came to get Rebekah, she mounted up on her camel, the very camel she watered, and she rode this camel to meet her unseen bridegroom. The very thing she watered was the thing that took her to her future home and husband. And it's the same thing today. See? The thing that the church is watering, that is the seed of the word, it's the very word that becomes alive and carries us to our unseen bridegroom. See? Look how perfectly Isaac had left the home and was out in the field away from his home when Rebecca saw him. And the church meets Christ in the air. And then he takes her back to the home, Father's home where the mansions are prepared. Isaac took Rebecca the same way. And notice, it was love at first sight. Oh my, she just ran to meet him. And that's the way the church will meet Christ in the air and forever be with him. Amen. End of quote. And there it is, my brother and sister. The very word of God that came from the prophet, that you took it into your heart and you're watering it day and night by reading and by studying and by praying and seeking the Lord, is the same word that is going to transform you and change you to meet your Lord in the air. Not another. Dynamics is going to strike your mechanics. The Holy Spirit is going to come down and strike your heart and strike the word that is in there. Amen? And there you'll rise up to meet your Lord, your lover, your King, your great creator, your one in one, one in all. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord in the air. And let's read the church ages. Jeffersonville, Indiana, Wednesday, the 12th of May, 1954, the seven church ages. Paragraph 25. And oh, how I wish now we were starting in about a three-month teaching service so we could get into the book of Revelations and tie it in with Daniel, the great vision. How many is left in the little flock that used to remember when I had that old chart across here? I know Brother Head was, and we had several of you here when they had the old chart. How the book of Revelations, how it's made up, and Daniel, ties in with it. Isaiah ties in with it. All the Old Testament ties in with it. And it's the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ. The book of the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then in there's seven churches. seven plagues, seven seals, seven trumpets. And now how a trumpet represents war, a seal, a mystery unfolding, and a plague is what follows every war. And by God's help and with the book of history, I can prove to you that we are living at the seventh trumpet for the seventh plague and the seventh seal to be opened and the seventh vial to be poured out. Now this was, remember, 1954. That was 1954, so the seals were not yet revealed and open. Paragraph 30. When the sixth one sounded, the trumpet, and we have got all that maybe the sealing away on Friday night, when the First World War, why the sixth trumpet sounded accordingly, exactly according to the time God spoke of it, exactly, geographically, following the seal before that. And when the mystery was revealed in there for the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the people then, how the church did not move up, that those who were moving refused to walk in light and went back, and the plague was opened at that time and poured out upon the earth, which was influenza that killed all the people as it did the thousand times thousands. And then coming down into this last age that we are here, and just come and listen what the Lord has to say about it in His Word. No, that isn't my makeup. I just be reading it like a newspaper right out of the Word of God. So this is His direct revelation to the church, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. End of quote. And I'm saying the same thing. I'm reading it out of Brother Branham's exact quote, which is God's word, amen, through the prophet. I'm reading out. He said almost like a newspaper, this is not my makeup. This is not what I interpret. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So what is happening? Amen. We haven't even got down to the seventh seal yet. Praise God. Time is running away on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So Brother Branham went on to talk about, you know, in Revelation chapter 5, he went on to talk about a book. Amen. And how it was sealed. And when the first seal was open, and the first trumpet sound, and the first plague, when the sixth seal opened, the sixth sounded, and the sixth plague fell. Amen, amen, amen. He's continuing. He went to his blackboard. Brother Branham drew it out and showed them there. And we don't have the illustration, but he's talking about linking, how he linked the seals, and how he linked the sixth seal, and how the seventh trumpet sounded under the sixth seal. Amen. Praise God. Then he talked about Daniel, 70 weeks. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when Jesus, he died and rose again, he broke every principality. He broke every power. He rose on Easter. And that was the Easter seal. And he sent back the Holy Spirit. Amen. Which was the seal of God. Praise God, to reveal unto this people what is going to take place in this last days. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's just read. Amen. Brother Bram says 5. Let's read. I'm now only in page 12. Praise God. Revelation chapter 5. Jeffersonville, Indiana. The 18th of June 1961. Sunday, 18th of June 1961. Paragraph 201. And now one thing here. I got these five things I like to speak of. Just a second. Just as quick as I can. There are seven seals. There are five sevens in God's plan of redemption. Five is the number of grace. How many knows that? J-E-S-U-S. Five. F-A-I-T-H. Five is the number of grace. Six is the man's day. And seven is his day of redemption. Now watch. There are seven seals in this. Or seven stages in this great plan of redemption. There are seven what? Seven seals of redemption. Seven spirits of God. We find that. If you want to say it, if it says seven spirits, let me see here just a minute. This fifth verse, the fifth chapter, beginning of the sixth verse, I believe we see it, the sixth verse. And behold, lo, in the midst of the throne, and in of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven heads, and seven eyes, which are seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Now, what are these seven spirits? Them seven messengers. There's St. Columbia, and Irenaeus, and Wesley, and Martin, and so forth. The seven spirits, which are the seven men, seven angels, which are the seven messengers. So seven seals, seven spirits, seven angels, seven horns, and seven churches. See? Seven sevens. There are five sevens, which seven is perfection, five is grace. God's grace to his seven church ages, his seven messenger men, his seven spirits of God, the seven planned seals of redemption. We are in it right now. And the seven horns mean seven ages. Cause a horn means a kingdom. You remember the crown came upon the beast, a horn in Daniel and so forth. See? It means a kingdom or seven ages. And remember Jesus said, and some fell asleep in the first watch, and one age, and another one in the next watch, the next age, the next, and the next, plumb on to the seventh watch. And into the seventh watch, the bridegroom come. And then all of them awaken. Remember that. So it's seven angels. Seven ages was the seven horns and seven church ages. Churches. Or the seven dispensations of the body of believers. Oh, it's just as perfect as it could be. Jeremiah. My book, the ages. How it was redeemed. How? Right here. Praise God. The seven and the last one of these seals, when they open, it's found in Revelation, the 10th chapter. There was a mighty angel, which was Christ, come down and put one foot on the land and one on the sea, and raised his hand and says, the day is finished. Time is run out. It's all over. Time shall be no more. And he said, at the sounding at this time, the mystery of God should be finished. Who God is, how he has made manifest, how when the seal was opened, how we begin to understand now how that he was the Son of God. He was God himself, made flesh, and the revelation of who he is. That should be finished before his angel can put his feet upon the land and sea and swear that there will be no time no more. When this time comes, we are right that in that front yard of it right now. See? The last one of them is Revelation 10. Foot on land and sea. Time had run out. Praise God. Redemption is over. And now he comes in as a lion. He was a lamb then. Now he comes in as a lion of the tribe of Judah. Now let me just read the rest of this so that I can get it to you real quick now under 8 verse. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and gold and vials full of odors, which is the prayers of the saints. And now this is the time when everything must be worshipped. Now remember, how appropriate. Now don't let us miss this now. Listen close. When all the mysteries of the church age was finished, when all the mysteries of the plans of redemption, them seven seals were opened. And right immediately after this, now look, it's time for all, everything in heaven and everything on earth. And watch what takes place, everything on earth to worship God. Now watch what takes place. Listen, just listen at this a minute. And they sung a new song, Thou Art Worthy. Listen, what a worship it was. The elders, the beasts, everything fell right down before him. See? Like that, when he made his complete plan. It's time of worship now. See?
And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood of every kindred. By thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. And thou hast made us unto our God's kings and unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Listen, them redeemed souls crying out to him, crying out there. And behold, I beheld, and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. Everything in heaven is worshiping this Lamb, see? Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb, hallelujah, hallelujah, that was slain to receive power, and riches, and glory, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. Listen, every creature, listen at what John did. And every creature that was in heaven, and on earth, and beneath the earth, and as such are in the sea, and all that is in them, heard I John saying, Blessing, honor, glory, power be unto him that sat on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever. John must have really had a Pentecost of his own. He said, Every creature in heaven, every creature in the earth, every creature beneath the earth, every creature was in the sea, heard me saying, Amen, glory, honor, power, blessing be with him that sits upon the throne, the Lamb. It's a time of worship, amen. How did they do it? Here's his word. They all heard it. And the four beasts said, Amen. You're right, John. Just shout and praise him as loud as you can. Heard me saying blessings and glory and our honor and power and might. Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worship him. Him that liveth forever and forever and forever. Amen, amen, amen. So this was what? At the end of all things. Amen. Praise God, was worship time, because the Lamb broke the seals. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this morning, amen, there's so much. Oh, praise God. So much to read for you this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So I'm looking at all the quotes here this morning. There's so much more important quotes we haven't gotten to where Brother Branham started to talk about the seventh seal. Amen, amen. But we talked about, you know, the bride. We talked about the Jewish church, the 144,000. Let's continue reading this quote, and then maybe we would wrap it up. Amen. And continue on another Sunday, next week Sunday. The Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 5, number 2. Jeffersonville, Indiana, Sunday the 18th of June, 1961, paragraph 216. What a beautiful story now. I don't have time. I got it written, some context on here. But our next meeting before we get here, maybe when I come off my vacation or some other time, I want to get to those 70 weeks of Daniel and tie it right in here and show it where it takes Pentecostal Jubilee. And brings it right back with those seven plagues. Them seven seals to open here just before we go. And show that it's at the end. The Lamb, the Messiah, the Prince should come and should be for 70 weeks. That's seven years. That was prophesied to his people. And the Prince would be cut off in the midst. That's 3.5 years. And a half of 7 is 3.5, would be cut off. And the daily sacrifice would be done away with. And the abomination that maketh desolation, which is the daily sacrifice would be done away with. And the abomination that maketh desolation, which is the Muslim of Omar, stood on the Temple Mount grounds the day when they burned the temple. And then there is 3.5 years yet left to Israel. Brother Branham, I interject here, is talking about the Mosque of Omar. He said the Muslim, M-O-S-L-E-M. Amen. Continuing the quote, paragraph 218. Praise God, amen. Paragraph 218. And Christ came and preached and prophesied just exactly 3.5 years. And the daily sacrifice was taken away. Everything just as exactly as it could be. And the Muslim of Omar was right built on the same grounds and stands here this day. I'm just going to read this over. And the Muslim, M-O-S-L-E-M, of Omar was there, built on the same grounds and stands there to this day. And they will tread down the walls of Jerusalem until the Gentile dispensation will be finished. The church is taken up, the elect, the bride, out of there. And the two prophets, Elijah and Moses, turns to Israel. For them, three and a half years. It's the most beautiful thing when you see it brought out. You love him with all your heart. You understand now what the seventh seal book was, or what it is. You got it in a scroll. And just remember, just in those last days, it was kept in an earthen vessel. You understand that now? And who was that earthen vessel? Jesus Christ. No man had it. Nobody had it. It's only through him. It wasn't even written in the word. If it was written in the word, it was hid so that you couldn't even find it. That's right. So it's in him, Jesus Christ. That's his reveal. And in that earthen vessel, so that it wouldn't rot or rust. And then he comes and pulls back one for his church and said, see, I'm the same yesterday, today and forever. See, now you have always wondered whether the poor sinner would burn for eternal or would he just become annihilated after 1,000,000 years. Here it is. Here's how it was. There's no such thing as an eternal hell. Couldn't be eternal because hell wasn't with me when I begin back yonder. Hell wasn't with Logos when he begin back yonder. It's capital M-E. Hear what Jesus is saying. I created it to punish the wicked. See? What are you so scared about? See? About Abraham's seed and all these different things. It's just the outline of it. See? And when you get into it now, God opening up them seals and showing it. And God opening up those seals and showing it come right down. You see? When you do, then you can't get away from this book. Them seals. Praise God. Amen. End of quote. Praise God. So here's Brother Branham saying. Do you love him? Do you understand what is this seven seal scroll book about? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So brothers and sisters and those who are listening out there on the internet. I'm only on page 16. I'm only halfway through. There's so much more that we have to quote. So I know that we wouldn't be able to do it. And now I wanted to go into some of the other things that Brother Branham said about the seal, about the Old Testament and so on. Hallelujah. Let me just read two more quotes here. The Message of Grace, Jeffersonville, Indiana, Sunday the 27th of August, 1961. Paragraph 6. I'd like to sometime, maybe if God is willing, to have that out in the campaign somewhere and go about a 3-month meeting and just start right through there with the seals like that out in the campaign. Then people would just stay right through it. Now this was 1961. And here it runs from the 6th chapter of Revelation through the 19th. So you get the 7 seals, the 7 plagues, the 3 woes, the woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast, and 144,000. Oh, Just so much of it goes in to tie those before the seventh seal is given. Seventh plague falls and the seven trumpets sounds. Now there's so many of those things that will tie in together. Amen? And each one of them is a great day's lesson in itself. Let me just read that over again. Oh, there's just so much of it goes in to tie those before the seventh seal is given. Seventh plague falls, seven trumpet sounds. And there's so much of those things that all tie that together. And each one of them is a great day's lesson in itself. End of quote. So here Brother Branham says there's so much more to tie them all together. And we haven't even gotten to that yet. So we'll have to postpone that until the next service. We'll have it, the seventh seal, part two. Amen. We could name this the seventh seal, part one, the scroll. Amen. The seventh seal scroll. Amen. We could name this the seventh, part one, the seventh seal scroll. Amen. Part one. We'll make that the title. So I'll put it on the internet as the seventh seal, part one, the seven sealed scroll. Amen. So because most of what we talk about is about the scroll and so on. Amen. So this morning, let me just read another quote here that Brother Bram says. Amen. What his message was, what his ministry was. Amen. In Statue of a Perfect Man, Jeffersonville, Indiana, the 14th of October 1962, Sunday, 14th of October 1962, morning service, paragraph 59. Now these people here, Peter is saying, how that we must be, sorry. Peter is saying here how we must be partakers of his divine nature. Now each one of us are trying to grow into the stature of God. Now after we get through with the seven seals, now this was 1962, then at that time of the sounding of the seventh seal, or the loosening, because we know that the seal is to loose the ministry. Hear what Brother Branham is saying. The seal is to loose the ministry, to loose seven seals. And you'll see that right in the chart is loosing a message, something that's been sealed up. Amen? End of quote. Praise God. So this loosing of the seventh seal is to loose the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, or to loose a mystery that has all been sealed up. Amen? So this morning, praise God, there's so much more that we could talk about. Oh, it's so wonderful studying the Word of the Lord. I have between page 17 to page 35 now so that we could talk about in our next service, where we really go into the seal itself that Brother Branham talked about. Amen. Praise God. And this is what he believed about that seal, you know. But you know what the whole thing is? It's that Spirit of God that is in man. Amen. That is the mystery. The mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Jesus Christ is that mystery. It's not us speaking in tongues and dancing the Spirit and jumping up and down, which is good. We could do that. We worship God. But the point about it is Christ living in you. And once he lives in you by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we know why we are in the rapture. You are surety for a ticket into the rapture by following every single word of the living God as brought by the prophet Malachi 4. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this morning, brothers and sisters, if you're in a backslidden condition, we are asking you, please, the time is at hand. You have gone away from the word of the Lord. You're struggling with life, whether it's a wife problem or a husband problem or children. You're struggling in life. There's only one person that could help you, backslider, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't worry about uncle and aunt and father and cousin and brother and husband, whatever it may be. But put your whole life upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Dedicate your whole life to him. Consecrate your whole life to him. Open up unto him. Let him come in. by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't worry. He's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of your wife. He's going to take care of your children. Even if your wife is backslidden and out in the world, he will bring them back. You put that sacrifice first for yourself, brother. Amen, sister. Your husband out in the world. Lord could bring him back and save him. Don't worry. Just put your whole trust in the Lord Jesus. Call upon the name of the Lord and he will hear you. Behold, the time is coming when you will call and there's no spirit no more. The spirit of the Lord will be taken away from the Gentiles and will go to the Jews. Then too late shall be your cry. What are you going to do when you have to face the tribulation period? What are you going to do when the rapture has come and gone? There's no more papa. There's no more mama. There's no more uncle. There's no more aunt. They have gone in the rapture. There's no more pastor. There's no more a local elder. What are you going to do? There's no food in your plate. Run into the safety of the Lord Jesus Christ. Souls that are in prison now, Jeffersonville, Indiana, Sunday the 10th of November, 1963, morning service, paragraph 341. Not by speaking in tongues, not by dancing in the spirit, not by joining church, not by fruit of the spirit, Christian Science can outsmother any of you all, see? And deny even Jesus Christ was divine. Not that. But it's the word. Living. There it is. If you have only looked, he was the Messiah. He was the living word made manifest. And a man that's got the spirit of God in him, or a woman, lives the word. Lives right out in them. That's the heartbeat. The predestinated. For the word of the Lord comes to them. And they are the word to the people. Written epistles read of all men. Is that right? Could the third pole be on? Tape people. That's you that's been listening to this tape. I wish you would look at this congregation at this time. I hope you're feeling the same way. What if it is? Look at the scriptures piling there. Could it be? Is the third pull to preach to the eternal doom that rejected the message of salvation? Well, you say the church is going. Yeah, they will. They will go on all right, just the same. But remember, all this time, Noah was in the ark. The bride is sealed in Christ. The last member has been redeemed. The sixth seal has produced itself. The seventh seal brings him back to the earth. The Lamb come and took the book out of the right hand of him and sat down and claimed what he owned, what he redeemed. That's right. It's always been that third pull. Three is perfection. The ministry come to its perfection when it reproduces Christ again in natural amongst human beings as was predicted. As it was in the days of Lot. Oh, think, people. People would go right on preaching, thinking they're getting saved, and believing they're doing right, believing their organization are growing, sure, and not even a ray of hope. And if that vision was like that, it's been so hard against women. We have come to that hour. Door is closed, gone. Already the book is in his hand. Think about it. Amen. Can we stand this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah. And I like to read a closing prayer this morning. Souls that are in prison now. Paragraph 374, 75 and so on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Everybody in prayer now. Everyone, close your eyes and let's pray this morning. All on the internet, all on the telephone, all of whoever is here, let's pray this morning. Paragraph 374. Pray, everyone pray now. What if it was? No, I don't know what it is. But what if it was? He's talking about if the door is shut. You pray in your own way. You just pray the way you want to pray. Just what if this was the truth? What will we do, friends? What will we do? What's going to happen? Now pray. Everybody, just cry. Just pray the way you want to. Just cry right out to God in His own way. Open wide Thine arms of love. O Lord, I'm coming home. Lord, I intended to do it a long time ago. Have I waited too long, Lord? Is it over? Oh God, open Your arms of love and receive me. Something in my heart begging for it, Lord. Open once more. If my name was on the Lamb's Book of Life, speak to me now, Lord. Let me receive it right now, Lord. Please do it, O great God of heaven. O come in home, come in home. O nevermore to roam. Open wide Thine arms of love. O Lord, I'm coming home. Now the Bible said when they recognize Jesus, that each one will weep like their only son being killed. You outside, you in the cars by shortwave, you that standing around the building, many of you just lean your head against the building and said, Lord, be merciful to me. Being dying since, friends, think of what time we are living, where we are, amen. And let's pray, Lord Jesus, I've done the best that I know how. I've done all that I know how. Grant, Lord, that the mercy doors are still open. Of these hundreds and literal hundreds seeking Thee at this time, take away every sinful blot, Lord. Take Him away today. I plead with all my heart as we see not only somebody's talking, but the scripture itself bringing us to this hour. And that vision of a little boy seeing those people in that condition, and to think that hell itself, mercy has been blotted from the earth, and how hell itself is here. And the people, Lord, are in this hideous condition. O Almighty God, and this elected church, I pray, God, that You'll pour out Your blessings, that they might receive a ministry of testimony, that like Lot had and like Noah had, like Jesus had unto the eternal loss. And if it be there, that they themselves be sealed into the kingdom of God by giving witness to Jesus Christ, being the same yesterday, today, and forever. Grant it, Lord. May You receive our petition as we pray in Jesus Christ's name. So just pray the way you want to pray. Don't be in no hurry. Don't be in no hurry. What if your last name to go on the book? Oh, come in home, come in home. Oh, nevermore to roam. Open wide Thine arms of love. O Lord, I'm coming home. O coming home, coming home. O never more to roam. Open wide Thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. Let's continue to pray in Your own way, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we see the times are coming. We see the seas being opened, Lord God. We see, Lord God, the plagues upon the earth, Lord. We see all these things, Lord. We see nations rising against nations. Lord, we see all these plagues like Ebola, Lord, and all these things that are happening now, Lord. We know the time is at hand, O great God of heaven. Lord, there are backsliders out there, Lord, that fell away from You, Lord, were disillusioned with ministers and apostles and preachers and prophets, Lord. They were disillusioned, Father. Lord, the devil blinded them, Lord. but they are your children, they are your seed. Lord, I pray for them this morning, Lord, those, Lord, who have fell away, oh God, bring them back unto you, Lord. Lord, those who, Lord, they were ministers, Lord, oh God, they ministered, Lord, in churches, Lord. Lord, and they are out in the world in sin and unbelief now, Lord. Father, change them, transform them, save them, Almighty God, save them. And those, Lord, who are sick and afflicted, Lord, they're crying day and night for your healing. Father, today, this morning, touch them, Lord. Heal them, O Father. Send angels, Lord, to touch them and heal them, O Lord God. O Father, Lord, we pause this moment to say we are coming home into your arms of love, O Lord. We are waiting for your coming. We are waiting, Lord. We believe that the next stage, Lord, would be a blast, a sound from heaven, dynamics, O God, coming upon mechanics, that we could live a holy life, Lord, that we would shine Jesus as an adopted son and daughter of God. That's what we're looking for, Lord. We're looking for those seven thunders that are in us, Lord, bellowing out seven virtues, Lord, living out the very life of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that our life will be a thunder to the enemy, O Jesus. That's what we're looking for, that the seventh seal, the coming of the Lord, in his glory, in his power. Ephesians, Lord God, where we grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. Lord, in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, Lord, you descend from heaven with a shout, voice of the archangel, trumpet of God. We want to be changed and transformed, Lord. This world, Lord, in its present condition is not a home. We are just a passing through. Help us this morning. Help us this morning, Lord. Come in, home, come in, home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, O Lord, we coming home. Father, we want to pause this moment to rededicate ourselves to you, Lord. To reconsecrate ourselves to you. Take away the sins that easily beset us, Lord. Father, we waste time sometimes in all sorts of frivolous things, Lord, when we should be seeking your face, Lord. We should be talking to you. We should be reading more of your prophet message, O Lord God. We spend frivolous time. We waste time, Lord. Time is at hand, Lord Jesus. Forgive us and help us to be changed today, Lord. To be one step closer to you. Your prophet said, Lord, that if we want to get closer to you, Lord, is to read our Bible and pray. And we want to add also, Lord Jesus, the Bible is the word of God, but also to read the prophet message and listen. Put that burning desire in the heart of the people to seek out the word of God from Brother Branham's message, Lord. Granted this morning. Father, Lord, may you bless the people who have listened, Lord, and bear patiently. Father, there is so much more to be spoken, but Lord, maybe the next Sunday service. Father, help us this morning in this week that is coming. Touch our body, heal us, strengthen us now, we pray. Bless the people, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord continue to walk with you and shine his face upon you. May he give you victory in this week that is coming. Until we meet again at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we meet again next week, Sunday, the Lord willing. May you walk with the King. May he walk with you. May he guide your footprints, your footsteps. And he will take you up. He will take you up when you're tired. When you lean on Jesus. Amen. Learning to lean, learning to lean. Learning to lean on him this morning, this week. Lean on the Lord Jesus. Trust him explicitly with your whole life. Every single decision, let him be a part of it. Let him make that decision for you because he knows what is ahead. Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Oh, finding more power that I ever dream, I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Oh, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power that I ever dream. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I say yes, Lord, yes, to thy will and to thy way, singing yes, Lord, yes, I will trust him and obey when the Spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I would be, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, in the will and to the way, singing yes, Lord, yes, I will trust him and obey when the Spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I would be, and my answer would be yes, Lord, yes. Amen. Praise God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we would have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the demons will have to flee. Oh, when we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. Oh, in the precious name of Jesus, we would have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we would have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every devil will have to flee. Oh, who can tell what God can do, and who can tell his love for you? And in the precious name of Jesus, we will have the victory. And every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line, I am trusting his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line, I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, mine, mine, mine. Oh, Jesus is mine. Oh, mine, mine, mine. Jesus is mine. Oh, Jesus is my Savior. Day by day. Mine, mine, mine. Oh, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. Mine, mine, mine. Oh, Jesus is mine. Mine, mine, mine. Oh, Jesus is mine. Oh, Jesus is my Savior.
day by day, mine, 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 oh Jesus is mine. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So once again, we thank you that you could join us. We are so glad that you could worship with us at the feet of the Lord Jesus. And we want to sing the song as we depart. Take the name of Jesus with you. Just want to sing the song. Give God glory. The Lord bless you richly. Oh, take the name of Jesus with you. O child of sorrow and of woe, O it will joy and comfort give you. O take his name wherever you go, O precious name, O how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven, O precious name, O how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. And take the name of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, oh, breathe that holy name in prayer. Oh, precious name, oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, precious name, oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills my soul with joy when his loving arms receive us and his songs our hearts to implore. O precious name, O how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, O how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. At the name of Jesus bowing, oh, falling prostrate at his feet, King of kings in heaven we crown him, when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you and keep you in the hall of his hand. Praise God. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.